السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, and I don't know whether they opened the madrasa because there were no lights right up till Isha time. So if the sisters are listening over the receivers, once again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal ihsan that he gave us the opportunity of getting together to take his Mubarak name. I have repeatedly said that this taking of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is to build up the love and muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, and that the person becomes conscious of the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at all times. That is the maqsad of it. It is not just to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for a few minutes and after that Allah ta'ala is forgotten. In all our activities of life, Allah ta'ala is forgotten. We just remember him for a few minutes in the masjid. So that is not the purpose and maqsad of zikr. Zikr is to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at all times. Of course, the person will be occupied in many other activities of life. He cannot be all the time making Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Therefore, the maqsad of this zikr is to create that conscious realization in the heart that Allah Ta'ala is present at all times. That example is something that I have mentioned many times. One example I gave many times. That in Bombay, if you have to go, or if you have to go to Delhi, if you have to go to Lucknow, if you go to other places in India, and not only in India, in many other parts of the world, and even in South Africa now in certain places, but especially in India, when we were students, so we used to notice that on the streets, there are so many of them whom we used to call shoeshine boys. That was their job. They just shine shoes, nothing else. And they make a living out of that. Now that person who is shining shoes, the Prime Minister can pass in front of him, the Cabinet Minister can pass, the King of a country can pass, the Mufti Sahab, the Qari Sahab, the Haji Sahab, the Namazi Sahab, any Sahab can pass in front of him. This person is not interested in who that person is or what's his qualification, what's his degrees, and from which institution he qualified and what post he holds in the cabinet. He's not interested. When you are passing by, their gaze is focused on your shoes. They're not interested in your suit and in your tie. Nothing. They're only interested in your boots. From a distance also, if they see that that shoe has caught dust, because in India you travel through different places where there's a lot of dust, so from a distance also if they see that this person has got dust on his shoes, then they immediately shout, come here, come here, have your shoes shined, 4 anas, 1 rupee, whatever they charge. But his gaze, his nazar is on nothing but shoes. Now this person, the maqsad of his life is shining shoes and making a living out of it. That's his maqsad. So, but that does not mean that he doesn't marry, he doesn't have children to upbring, he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he doesn't go and attend any functions, or he doesn't have any other relationship with people. Doesn't mean that. He does everything else, but he doesn't forget that his living depends on the shoes of the people. If he shines them and he makes a few coins, then his living depends on that. So his heart, mind and soul is on shoes, but he does everything else. A Muslim should be like that. He should take a lesson from that. That his gaze must be all the time focused on his Allah. His gaze must be on his Allah. His maqsad of zindagi, his maqsad of hayat, his maqsad of life is his Allah. He wants this bond, this connection, this ta'alluq with his Allah. Why? Because it is that Allah in whose hands his life lies. It is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who has blessed him with his sight, with his hearing, with his speech, with his heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, bladder, everything functioning. It is that Allah who is showering bounties upon him day and night. So he doesn't forget that Allah, and he believes that he is accountable, he is answerable for all his actions and deeds. On the day of Qiyamah, he have to present himself before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So now all he does is that he finds out from that Allah that what he is pleased with and what he is displeased with. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever they are pleased with, he does. What they are displeased with, he leaves it out. So he eats, he drinks, he walks, he attends programs, he brings up his children, he marries, he runs his business, he does everything. But his mind is focused on only one thing, that is Allah must not become displeased with him. So he's not reading tasbih all the time. But Allah Ta'ala has now come into his heart. We say the person does not forget his friend. Or a person is gone to some other country and he says that he just cannot forget his wife. Or wife cannot forget the husband. Or the friend cannot forget the friend, or children cannot forget the parents. So what does that mean? Does it mean that when the children go to school, now at that time they don't forget the parents? Does it mean that all the time now their mind is just in the parents, so they don't multiply, add, subtract correctly, because their heart is somewhere else, their mind is somewhere else? It doesn't happen like that. When they are concentrating on the multiplication, addition, division, subtraction, at that time the mind is there. But deep down in the heart, the thought is still there. The moment they finish with that, the mind is back there. So like that, this zikr, that is the maqsad, to develop that kind of love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But as I repeatedly say, that is that steam that will move us. If not, it's going to be like a push-start kind of thing all the time. ND6032B524AIJ. These two cars, please remove them. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been so kind, so merciful, so generous, that dirty, filthy hearted people like us, our bodies are filled with nothing but filth, blood, urine, stool and everything else. And yet Allah ta'ala giving us the tawfiq to take his name without titles. If a person had to take the name of some big person, then he gives him a lot of titles. In those days when the kings were introduced, the title used to run into a couple pages. So here also the person will say, His Excellency, so and so, so that's this title, that title, that title, he will give and then mention the person's name. And here we dirty, filthy people say, Allah. Simple. No titles, nothing. And again, if the person is in a state of janabat, he needs ghusl, then too he can take the name of Allah. Yet the name of Allah is such that one poet says that even if I had to wash my mouth, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, someone says that even if my mouth had to be washed with musk and umber thousands of times, then too my tongue was not worthy and fit to take the name of Allah. Even if we had to wash it so many times. And yet this tongue, we know what it has spoken. But Allah Ta'ala is giving the tawfiq to take his name. ND282608. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he wants us to take his name, not for his benefit, it is for our benefit. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat will settle in the heart, then we are going to be the beneficiaries of it. Allah Ta'ala will give us all the benefits. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so loving that he's giving us the tawfiq to take his name without all those titles. But as I repeatedly mentioned, that we must not forget the objective, that it is to bring hayat in our qalb. Remember this word, hayat e qalbi. Just two words, but they have very, very wide meaning. That once this life will come into our dead hearts, then our whole life will change. Our attitude towards life will change. Our mizaj will change. Our akhlaq will change. Our mu'amlat will change. Our mu'asharat will change. Our etiquette, our moral, our behavior, our character, our transactions, our relationship with our wives, relationship with the families, and for the wives, the relationship with the husbands, and every other kind of relationship that we have with Allah Ta'ala's creation, so much so that even with the animals, it will all change when hayat comes in the qalb, when life will come in the heart. At present, we haven't got that life in our hearts. Therefore, we'll make some namaz, sometimes make some dua, some little bit of zikr, little bit of dini khidmat. But that hayat hasn't come, which moves us. That in every department, we see the effects of that hayat in the qalb. So a person can be excellent namaz, and as soon as he goes home, then he's beating up his wife, or he's abusing his children, or he's swearing and cursing the neighbors, or he's fighting with the clients and customers, or he's making a big noise in the bazaars and marketplaces, or he's found in cinemas, theaters, rave clubs and all other kind of haram places, or the person hasn't got tawazu, he hasn't got taqwa, he hasn't got shukr, he hasn't got sabr, he's got nothing. So that shows there's no hayat in the qalb. Hayat has to come in the qalb. The chick will not come out of the shell until it doesn't have hayat in its body. It will only break that shell when it gets that hayat, when it gets life, then only it will break that shell and it will come out and it will run after that. It will start picking up the grains on its own. The mother will not have to even bother about that chick. So that hayat has to come, and that is the purpose of this zikr majlis. We have our bayan on Monday nights, and this majlis is to take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with love, with muhabbat, and to build up that muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, it will build up that muhabbat. Again, that incident of Hazrat Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he went to Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Gaj Muradabadi in his khidmat, and he asked, say, how can I develop the love of Allah Ta'ala? So he said, rub the two palms of your hands. So he started rubbing. He said, rub again, carry on rubbing. He kept on rubbing. He said, rub again. He said, now do you feel the heat? He said, yes, I feel the heat. While rubbing, you can feel the heat. He said, take the name of Allah Ta'ala with muhabbat, with love. It will create that heat in your heart of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love and muhabbat. It will give you that warmth. You will feel like how the chicken are under the wings of the hen. Person will feel as if there are some wings over him. He will feel the ma'iyat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's angels will be with him. He will have sukoon in his heart. He will have a ta'alluq with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which will permeate, which will generate heat into the hearts of others. That is the maqsad. And as I mentioned the last time, and I will conclude on that, because the majlis of zikr, and this is all zikr, listening to the nasihats, Quran and Sunnah, that is the major part of zikr. And taking the name of Allah Ta'ala is for that same purpose, to bring that life into the heart. So I will conclude on this, that today we noticed that when there were no lights here, when it was dark, so we have those emergency lights. But when I inquired, I was told that they came on for about an hour or two when the lights went off, Then they came on for about an hour or two and then they switched off. That means there wasn't enough charge in it to keep it going throughout the stage of darkness. So in this world, what we are doing is we are living, we are doing everything that we have to do, but one day we have to die. We have to die and go to the graves. So when we are going to go to the graves, it's going to be total darkness. Total darkness in the wilderness. Tons of sand above our graves. Dabakar chal diye na dua na salam. Or he says, shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo shukriya. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo shukriya. Is manzil se ab akele hi chale jayenge hum. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo shukriya. Is manzil se ab akele hi chale jayenge hum. So that darkness of that grave is nothing to be feared if we have charged our batteries, the emergency lights. That the moment we go into the grave and it's going to be dark, it will be lit up. That emergency light which we are charging all the time with our namaz, with our roza, with our zakat, with our sadaqat, with our zikr, with our tilawat, now it will light up. But what lesson we learned tonight is that it must be sufficiently charged to take us through that whole period of darkness. It must not be just a flicker that it blows off. It must not be like that candle that is in the breeze, that a slight breeze and it's blown. Little bit of ibadat and tons of sins and it's blown. Little bit of zikr, haram viewing, haram indulgence, and it's blown, finished. That flicker is gone. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to charge up our batteries sufficiently so that when we leave this world, there will be no fear. And our qabr will be lit up. It will become a garden from the gardens of paradise and not pit fire from the pit fires of hell. Badi katan manzil hai. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, ye hai jahan sab mere irade. Bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Main kab se hoon mehve khwab ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, bas ab jaga de. Oh my Allah, for the benefit of my young friends who don't understand Urdu, I repeatedly translate this. Oh my beloved Allah, how long I have remained in a state of indifference and negligence. For how long I have remained a useless person. Oh Allah, make me now a useful person. Bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Main kab se hoon mehve khwab ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, bas ab jaga de. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. O Allah, everyone treading your path has taken off. We don't know how high they are flying already. But I am like a speck of dust still on the ground, unable to take off. And every time I take off, nafs and shaitan, they fire at the petrol tank of that plane. They throw missile and they bring it back onto the ground. You try to take off, indulge in sins and come back again. Everyone, O Allah, in your beautiful garden are all flowers. I am the only one who is a thorn in that beautiful garden of yours, O my Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Raha main bekaar zind zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool e kaar mein hoon. O Allah, let there be some concern in my heart also about my akhirat. I remained useless, she repeats, all my life. Let me now occupy my time in useful pursuits. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Oh my beloved Allah, you know very well what the condition of my heart is. He's a great wali of Allah Ta'ala, whose poetry I am reading before you. Then what should we be thinking of ourselves? And it's not that that was his condition, that he was indulging in sins or something. But looking at the azmat of Allah Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, then they consider themselves to be the most sinful ones on earth. He says, guna mein aluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Every hair of my body seems to be immersed in the ocean of sins. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Oh my Allah, these are the last days of my life. Nay, I don't even know whether I'm going to live for the next second, or the next hour, or next month, or next year. Especially the times that we are living in, which person can guarantee that he's going to reach home safely after leaving the masjid tonight? Or that when we leave home and go for business, then we will return home to have our lunch or our supper, or see the faces of our wives and children. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Ya Allah, the days which are left, I live them in your muhabbat, in your love. Ya Allah, when the angel of death comes to extract the soul from my body, then I die in that state that you love me and I love you. For all other love of this world is going to perish. the only love that will help us in the grave, in the akhirat, the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that our remaining days must be in His love, in His muhabbat. And how can it be in His love and muhabbat that we don't do things that displease our Allah ta'ala? And believe me, wallah, you will enjoy the ni'mats of this world. Allah ta'ala will not deprive you of the ni'mats of this world. In His love, there's great enjoyment also in the ni'mats of this world. Otherwise, in those very ni'mats, Allah ta'ala will make our lives miserable.
Hardam karu main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Badi karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahun mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun mein ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, दिल मेरा हो जाए एक मैदाने हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू, और मेरे तन में बजाए आबो गिल, दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल, गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखूं जिधर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखूं जिधर, अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह,
Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah 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 dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah 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 socho zara firaun ke ghar mein musa ko pala kisne غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
Allahumma rabbana ya rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin ya arhamar rahimin ya akramal akramin ya ghiyasal mustaghifin ya rahimal masakin ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اي میرے پیارے اللہ او مائی موسٹ بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ بیوٹیفل اللہ اے میرے پیارے اللہ وی ایکسٹینڈنگ اور بیگنگ باؤلز بیفور یو او مائی اللہ وی آر ناٹ ایکسٹینڈنگ دم بیفور ہیومن بیئنگز یا اللہ ہیومن بیئنگز بیکم اینگری اف وی ہیو ٹو بیگ آف دم اف وی ہیو ٹو ایکسٹینڈ اور ہینڈز بیفور دم یا اللہ وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ اور ہینڈز بیفور یو آل ٹریجرز لائی ود یو یا اللہ یو آر اور خالق یو آر اور مالک You are our Razzaq, you are our sustainer, you are our nourisher, you are our cherisher. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowl this part of the night before you. Nothing else has gathered us here, oh my Allah. We have gathered to repent of our sins, to express remorse and shame over the sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Oh my beloved Allah, we have gathered so that we may make a firm determination and a firm niyat of not to return to those sins anymore. And oh my beloved Allah, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something that is dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ey mere Allah, sins of the sinners, forgiving that is most beloved to you, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are all sinners who have extended our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hum siyakar hai, hum gunegar hai, hum badkar hai, hum mujrim hai, khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. We are your servants, oh my Allah. We are dirty, filthy, but oh Allah, we are your servants, we are your slaves. Where do we go? There is no master for us besides you, O my beloved Allah. Ey mere Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. Mere Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Allah, don't turn away your glance of forgiveness and maghfirat. Don't turn away your glance of rahmat from us because of our persistent indulgence in sins. Ya Allah, we acknowledge before you, we are confessing before you that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ey mere pyare Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Mere Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, nothing was hidden from your sight. Oh my beloved Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ya Allah, you hear the movement of that ant. How can you not be aware of our actions and our deeds? Mere Allah, and you who have blessed billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to what we are doing? Ya Allah, we are ashamed that we did not have haya and shame in our lives when we were committing sins. Lekin mere Allah, forgive our past. Ya Allah, we don't want to return to those sins in future. Give us himmat, courage, strength like lions against our nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our heads and feet, the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. Mere Allah, we use your bounties for your disobedience. Din raat mere Allah, teri hi ne'matein, tere hi khilaf istemal kar rahe hain. Hum kitne namak haram hain. But oh my Allah, where do we go? Who is there for us besides you? Ya Allah, the waste of the cities go into the ocean. Just one wave is sufficient to make the water spark. Ya Allah, just one wave of your ocean of maghfirat is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. Ya Allah, tere liye kya mushkil hai? Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, oh my Allah, even if it is more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if it is more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if it is more than the breath that people take in and the exhaling, ay mere Allah, even if it is more than the entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ay Allah, hum sabko maaf kar de. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we are experiencing great amount of difficulties, hardships and problems throughout the world. Mere Allah, lekin tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, ab to hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Ab to hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, how long are you going to keep us distanced? Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, who are our enemies, we have made them our friends. We have made them our bosom friends, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, dushman ko humne dost bana liya. And you, oh my beloved Allah, who shower so much of ni'mats upon us 24 hours of the day, we have made you our enemy. Ay mere Allah, where can we go? How can we succeed in this world if we are not going to please you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, hum se razi ho ja. Allah, become happy and pleased with us. We know that we are not deserving of any bounty and any ni'mat. Ya Allah, we are not asking on the strength of our actions, our deeds, our amal, our namaz, our zakat, our sadaqat, our zikr, our tilawat. We know we cannot do justice, oh my beloved Allah. We are asking, oh Allah, on the strength of your shan of rahmat, your shan e rahimi and kareemi. Ay Allah, tu rahim hai, raham farma, tu kareem hai, karam farma, tu ghaffar hai, maghfirat farma. Ay Allah, tu ghaffar hai, maghfirat farma. Ay Allah, ab tu humare hal par raham farma. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Do not punish us on our crimes and our sins and our vices and our evils. Ya Allah, don't snatch away the bounties because of our evils. Ay mere pyare khuda, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, we have made our qibla our nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan have become the qibla of our lives. Ya Allah, we have made nafs our Allah. We obey our nafs and we disobey you. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. The sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they were from the kuffar, from the mushrikeen, from the yahood, from the nasara, from the munafiqeen. But oh Allah, when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they reached status that nobody can reach in this world. They became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Oh my beloved Allah, what a status you gave them. You pleased with them, they pleased with you. Ay Allah, what is then difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Ay Allah, change the direction of our lives. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے میرے مولا ہمارا دل بدل دے اپنا بنا لے یا اللہ پیوریفائی اور ہارٹس آف میلس آف گریڈ آف پرائڈ آف ایروگنس آف انوی آف جیلسی اینڈ آف آل ادر فلتھ اے اللہ فل اور ہارٹس ود دا نور آف تقوی نور آف ایمان نور آف یقین نور آف ذکر نور آف تلاوت نور آف عبادت نور آف سروس ٹو مین کائنڈ اے اللہ فل اور ہارٹس ود اخلاص اے میرے پیارے خدا those who are sick and ailing give them cure whether they are amongst us or they are in hospitals or clinics or homes or wherever they may be اے اللہ bless them with complete شفا from all their ailments sicknesses and diseases اے اللہ سب کو شفا عطا فرما صحت تامہ کاملہ حاجلہ دائمہ مستمرہ نصیب فرما اے اللہ those who are in financial difficulties bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove the financial difficulties اے اللہ those who are weak give them strength those who are in depression give them joy and happiness remove their depression oh my Allah اے اللہ اے میرے پیارے اللہ ان کے ڈپریشن کو تو خوشیوں سے مبدل فرما اے میرے اللہ یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف پیرنٹس اینڈ چلڈرن برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز ہسبینڈز اینڈ وائفز اینڈ دی انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ تھرو آؤٹ دا ورلڈ امت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام از سفرنگ یا اللہ دیٹ امت فار ہوم ہی کرائڈ سو مچ دیٹ امت فار ہوم ہی اسٹوڈ ہول نائٹ ان پریئر انٹل ہز فیٹ سویلڈ that ummat for whom he was stoned so much that his shoes became filled with his mubarak blood that ummat oh Allah for whom he was ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years the time came when they had to chew leaves of trees and to chew leather for survival ha my Allah we cannot even imagine what they went through ya Allah all that was for our sake Ya Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you sacrifice so much, that ummat in the discos, cinemas, theaters, rave clubs, gambling dens, drugs, fraud, adultery, fornication, and every sin on the surface of this earth, where Allah, how much of pain and injury we are causing to our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. یا اللہ جو گناہ ہو گئے معاف کر دے جو زندگی گزر گئی گزر گئی جو باقی زندگی ہے the life which is left and which remains یا اللہ let it be in a state that you are pleased with us تیرے احکام پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما اے اللہ put the love of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in our hearts bless us with the اطاعت of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم the محبت and عظمت of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اے میرے پیارے خدا ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے یا اللہ وی ہیونٹ چارجڈ اپ اور ایمرجنسی لائٹس یا اللہ قبر میں ہمارا ایک دن ٹھکانہ ہوگا وی ول بی کیریڈ آن دا شولڈرز یا اللہ وی آر سیئنگ سو مینی جنازاز پروسیڈ ٹو دا گریو یارڈز ایک دن ہمارا جنازہ بھی چلے گا Ya Allah, before the time of our death, Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured over our dead body, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put over our dead body, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Mere Allah, mere pyare Allah, hamara marne ka waqt aaye. So take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Ay Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Let our burial be Jannatul Baqi. Allah, let us get the breeze of Jannatul Baqi. Lekin agar waha muqaddar na ho, jaha bhi ho, Allah, let it be the state that you are pleased with us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, rave club, popping drugs in our mouth, in adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike, and where he is going to strike, and how he is going to strike. How can then we be in haram places, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the entire ummah, especially those in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, and throughout the world, oh my beloved Allah. Those who have been arrested, oh my Allah, for the sake of your deen and for the sake of jihad in your path. Ya Allah, create the conditions for their release.
Ameen.
Allah, whether they are in American custody or any other custody, Allah, create the conditions for their release.
Ameen.
Allah, Mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Allah, ay Allah, musalmanon ki pareshaniyon ko door farma. Allah, we are living in times of fitna. Fitnas from our right and left, fitnas from in front of us and behind us, fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. Ey Allah, hum kidhar jaye, kidhar jaye, mere maula, hum kidhar jaye. Ey Allah, hamari hifazat farma, iman ki hifazat farma, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our wealth and property, protect our children. Ey Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, tu hi hifazat karne wala hai. Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Mere pyare Nabi ne kitna manga, kitna manga. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللہ جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما, تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما. اللہ جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما, کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما. Allah, all the duas that we have made, accept them. And what we haven't been able to ask, but you are aware of the desires that are in the hearts of those who have raised their hands this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, all those desires which are pleasing to you, fulfill those desires. Unki nek muradon ko pura kar de. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.